You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Baltimore Orioles are still hopeful of retaining the services of baseball's leading home run hitter over the past 3 years, but they did obtain a little insurance on Tuesday night as a backup plan. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Orioles reporter Brittany Giroldi. Brittany, thank you for the time. And, of course, the deal we're referring to is the one that brought Mark Trumbo to Baltimore as they obtained him in a trade with the Mariners. Obviously, he's not Chris Davis. Very few people are, but still a guy that definitely has some pop in his bat. What do you make of this deal for Baltimore?
Yeah, you know, you said it right. He's definitely insurance if they don't end up winning the Chris Davis sweepstakes. But I know he's had injuries and the power rate has declined. But keep in mind, this is a guy who averaged more than 30 home runs from 2011 to 2013. So they feel like in a hitter-friendly park like Camden Yards, maybe he'll be able to get back to that power stroke. So I think this is a good signing for Baltimore all around.
Now, Orioles fans might look at this deal and, you know, look at glass half empty here and say, well, okay, getting Trumbo is nice, but does this pretty much mean that the team has given up hopes of retaining Chris Davis? How do you kind of read that situation?
No, and I hope not. You know, I was told this doesn't preclude a Chris Davis signing, and I think if you're the Orioles, getting Mark Trumbo is a nice move, but it can't be your only move. There's a lot of holes on this team, a lot of things that still need to be addressed. And I think that they still very much are in the mix for Chris Davis. They won't be the highest bidder. That's just the way the market goes. There are going to be teams that are going to spend more money. It's just going to come down to whether or not Chris Davis wants to stay in Baltimore.
He's been a great fit for Baltimore for these past couple years. We'll see what the future holds for him in 2016 and beyond. And, of course, Brittany on the schedule not long from now, December 7th through the 10th. Winter meetings in Nashville, Tennessee. All 30 clubs are going to be there and be very active, we would think, including the Orioles. Give us a little bit of a preview. What is on Dan Duquette's docket? What's on his agenda? What does he want to get done when the O's are in Nashville?
Well, they still need to really beef up that starting rotation. That's been the primary goal all offseason. I know it's still early on, but when you look at some of the dominoes on the starting pitching market and price and Granke starting to fall, you have to think that second tier of starters, which is really what the Orioles are looking from, you're going to have to think that some of those guys are going to start signing. So I would expect them to have at least a little movement around baseball on that second tier of starters. I think that the Orioles really need to obviously add another outfielder if they're not going to re-sign Chris Davis. Trumbo's a good addition. They still need more guys. The only guy they have penciled in right now, center fielder Adam Jones. So look for them to kind of continue to negotiate with Davis, with that whole group, and potentially add some starters while they're in Nashville next week.
And you brought up Dan Duquette's ambition to kind of look at that second-tier market of starters, the guys like, you know, the Mike Leakes and Giovanni Gallardos of the world. Had that been Dan Duquette's intention all along, was to look at that second-tier market, or at first at least, were they kind of in the mix for some of the bigger names like the David Prices and the Jordan Zimmermans? Obviously, they're both off the board. Greinke's still out there. What was kind of their intention, and has that changed, especially in light of yesterday's news that the Red Sox signed David Price?
I think always their intention was the second-tier guy. I think Dan Duquette saying they're going to get a top-of-the-line starter, which he did earlier this offseason, was misconstrued a little bit. They were never going to be a team willing to commit $31 million annually to a pitcher over 7 years. I think they're going to look and still find some value there on that second tier. There's a lot of good pitchers available this year. This is a very robust market. I feel like the Orioles still have some serious options that could really help them be a better team for next year.
Brittany, if it was up to you, if you had the power to do this, of those second-tier starting pitchers, nice thought, isn't it? Yeah, of those second-tier starting pitchers, if you could pick one to plug into the rotation, who would be your preference?
I like Jeff Samardzija. I know he's coming off a little bit of a down year, and that's why his stock has fallen. I feel like working with Orioles pitching coach Dave Wallace, getting a fresh start, the Orioles have always liked him. He's a good makeup guy. I think he'd fit in quite nicely for them. I also think Scott Kazmir as a lefty, the fact that they don't have a lefty in that rotation since Wei-Yin Chen has departed, and the fact that Kazmir is not going to require giving up a draft pick because he wasn't eligible to get that qualifying offer, it is another guy who I think the Orioles should have on their radar that potentially could be a fit here in Baltimore. He's pitched in the AL East before with Tampa Bay, has had a track record of success, and is also a really good team guy.
And, of course, Brittany, we're speaking on a Wednesday, and not to be overlooked, this is the final day before the non-tender deadline, which occurs at midnight. Obviously, guys like Zach Britton and Manny Machado are going to be tender deals for 2016. Those are no-brainers. But, again, when you talk about second-tier players that are on this list, talk about the ones that the O's are going to have to make decisions on before midnight tonight.
Yeah, there's some interesting ones. Ryan Flaherty, former Rule 5 draft pick, is a guy who potentially could be non-tendered. They already agreed to terms with Vance Worley, a guy who people thought potentially could be not offered a contract. I talked to Dan Duquette yesterday. He said there's not going to be a whole lot of surprises here. I think they tender Brian Mattis, who's projected to make about $3 million. Miguel Gonzalez, even though he struggled in that rotation and is projected to make $4 or $5 million, they don't have the pitching depth to not tender him a contract. So I think that the Orioles will probably retain most of their arbitration-eligible guys.
And, of course, we've talked about Chris Davis and the chances that the O's do retain his services. Another guy that's, in my mind, the top middle reliever on the market this year has got to be Darren O'Day. He's put up lights-out numbers for the O's the past couple seasons coming out of their bullpen. And like I said, I think he's the most sought-after middle reliever on the hot stove market this year. Do the O's have a legitimate chance of maintaining him, or have they kind of resigned themselves to the fact that he's headed elsewhere next season?
I think they still have a chance. You know, Darren O'Day really likes the area. His wife, Elizabeth Prawn, works for CNN in that area. And that's what kind of gives Baltimore and the Nationals maybe a leg up on the rest of the suitors. I don't expect, like with Chris Davis, the Orioles aren't going to be the top suitor. They're not going to offer them most money. But if O'Day really wants to come back and they offer him something competitive, I still see the Orioles as a legitimate landing spot for Darren O'Day.
Now, if let's go again, glass half empty here. If the Orioles do lose Darren O'Day, how big of a blow would it be to that bullpen as currently constructed in terms of bridging the gap to closer Zach Britton?
It's a huge blow. I don't think you can possibly overstated. I mean, he's just been a real rock. He's also a leader. They didn't have a lot of veterans. He was really the veteran guy on the staff, very well liked, really, really good in that clubhouse, really smart. I think that if they do lose Darren O'Day, people on the outside maybe won't realize how big of an effect it will have, but the Orioles clubhouse, Orioles fans will certainly know that that seventh and eighth inning a lot of times is more important than the ninth. So they'll have their work cut out for them. And I know we talked about the rotation needing to be upgraded, but there's something to say for a team's morale in the bullpen constantly can't get the job done. And I think the Orioles will really have a tough task if they can't retain Darren O'Day, finding somebody to do the job even close to as well as he has over the last few years.
Yeah, certainly agreed. In light of the Royals winning the World Series this year and coming oh so close 2 years ago, this is a team that does not have lights out starting pitching, but they do have an incredible bullpen. We've seen it pay dividends for them to just load up on the back end and just get adequate starting pitching. And if the Orioles lose Darren O'Day, that's, like you said, a huge blow. And we'll certainly see what happens there. So, Brittany, just to come down the home stretch here, obviously you're going to be at the winter meetings in Nashville in less than a week here. Again, if you had the power, if it was up to you, if you could make one deal, whether it's via free agency or something on the trade market that you'd like to see the Orioles do, what would it be?
I think in a perfect world, if it was up to me and it was, you know, not my money, I think I'd like to re-sign Chris Davis. Now, I don't know what the timeline is for him. Dan Duquette told me yesterday he doesn't know what the timeline is for them, but the Orioles remain very interested, and I think it's a move that certainly shows the fan base that this team is willing to win and wants to win now. It shows a lot of the players who vocally supported the return of Chris Davis at the end of the season. I know they need to fix that rotation. I know you don't win a World Series because of one power hitter, but I think if they were going to make a bold statement, getting Chris Davis in the next week in Nashville would certainly be it.
Yeah, it would placate a lot of fans for sure if they retain his services for 2016 and beyond, given the power numbers that he's put up the last 3 years. The leading home run hitter in Major League Baseball since the start of the 2013 season. Nothing to sneeze at for sure. Brittany Giroli, MLB.com, Orioles reporter, thank you for the time. Enjoy your time in Nashville, and we'll talk soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.